Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
We return here courtside at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas, Class 1A Division 1 State Tournament here ongoing. Our final matchup here of the day, the Little River Redskins taking on the Centralia Panthers. Both of these teams are guaranteed Saturday. Both are 2-0 in the pool play, while Frankfurt and Gossel go home. So again, both these teams are guaranteed Saturday. Now it only depends who takes the one spot and who takes the two, because the number one from pool A plays number two from pool B, and of course number one from pool B will play the number two of pool A. So again, this one kind of a big decider here. Centralia, the number four seed in this bracket, and of course the Little River Redskins, the number one seed. They are the three-time defending Class 1A Division 1 champions. They won the last year's state title game over Centralia, 25-18. And, again, they're in a dominant one, 25-14. So, again, 25-18 and 25-14 in that championship game. Both these teams have great programs. They have great leadership. Little River has taken 11 total state trips, whereas the Centralia Panthers have won 15 total state championships as a program. They are an incredible program led by her third-year head coach, Cindy Osterhaus. And right now, Little River, again, head coach by 18th season's career here, Kim Rolfs, who right now is 491 wins in her career and just 161 losses. But Centralia would like to make that 162. Now, we've already seen both these teams play tonight. Little River is primarily reliant on Arika Feldman. She is a KVA Class 1A Division 1 reigning player of the year. She's a senior. She's an incredible player, a middle with over well over 320 kills this season, well over 870 assists, well over 150 kills, well over 30 aces, over 75 blocks. I mean, she's just got every category stacked up here on her resume for Little River. And that's the flood that Centralia doesn't want to break through here tonight and today in this matchup. But for Centralia, you know, you kind of look at it, the scoring here for this Panther team just has as much priority as the Redskins do. Whereas Olander, she had a great game there against Frankfurt. So did Feldman, and so did Rally. But Centralia, they have three players who have over 200-plus kills. Lainey Becker, Aiden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp and Becker both have 12 kills coming into this final matchup of the day. Aiden Kramer trailing quickly behind them. She's had a really nice day as well. As actually, she has only had 10 total kills. So Kramer with 10 so far, Becker with 12, Haverkamp with 12. There will be who the offense runs through for Centralia. We'll see Kaylin Rempe run that offense as the setter. So again, a huge matchup, a rematch of last year in the state title game where Little River came out and won 25-18, 25-14. Now Centralia did go on to beat Little River in the state title game in basketball later that season, which, yes, is revenge, but Centralia wants to do it done here on the volleyball court here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. We'll come right back for first serve between Little River, the number one team, and the number four, the Centralia Panthers, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network on 92.1 at KMZ. It's our final matchup here on a Thursday, but we do continue our broadcasting schedule tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Valley Heights and Oakley on KMZA, and then at 11 a.m. on 93.7 Care Radio. JCN against Conway Springs, and at 1 p.m. JCN Valley Heights. At 2 p.m. Valley Heights, Conway Springs, and at 3 p.m. JCN and Oakley. So, again, a big day of matchup set for tomorrow. It'll be me joined alongside Brandon Tatman. Again, I'm Printing Profit. Kirk Kelman in studio, and now we are on the way for our final matchup here on a Thursday in Class 1A Division 1. It's the Little River Redskins taking on the Centralia Panthers, the number 4 Centralia against the number 1 Little River, a rematch from last year's state championship game that Little River won 25-18, 25-14. This Little River team is looking to defend 3 consecutive state titles. Shout out to Centralia, though. This is a Centralia team that actually had 8 straight titles from 1997 to 2004. They also three-peated from 2016 to 2018. So you talk about a program that has been nothing but success on the volleyball side. It has been truly nothing but success here on the volleyball side of the court. All right here. Well, first serve on the way. Little River will get the honors. It'll be none other than heading back there to serve will be Evie Look. Evie Look, the senior setter. Here she gets it over. And we are on the way in set number 1. Becker here at the top of the net. First point here goes down for the Centralia Panthers. A good start here over Little River. Mentioned that Little River had the best of Centralia in the volleyball state title game last year, but Centralia had the best of Little River in the basketball state title. So, again, both these teams should dominate the girls' side of Class 1A Division 1. And there we go. Centralia once more. Another big kill up front. Excuse me. No, that is Little River who gets the kill. It's Philbin. 1-1 here. And set number 1. Little River sends over the serve. Here's Rempe. Rempe, free ball gets sent over by Kramer. Here's Look. Look right in the middle to Rally. Rally far side. Now Rempe. Rempe for Centralia. And Baker looking for the back line. And what a pinball from Little River, the near side, and Rally. It's the point. Little River now up 2-1 here over the Centralia Panthers. Back to serve here for Little River is Savannah Olander. Gets it across. And here's Centralia puts it too far out to the near side. And Little River jumps up. 3-1 now. The Centralia, they marked the first point, but now they have allowed 3 straight to the Redskins. Back to serve Olander. Olander gets it over. And that is an ace for Olander. Olander with the ace. It's 4-1. Little River now over Centralia. Olander, here's the next serve. Wells is able to pick it up to Libero from Centralia. And Becker is blocked up front, leading the charge to 6'2" senior Feldman. With such a big presence on the court, not only her height, but her vertical leap. And now Little River is already up an early 5-1 against Centralia. And now make it 6-1. Olander, another ace. And how early until Cindy Osterhaus calls her first timeout, and she'll do it right away down 6-1 into Little River. We'll take a step aside, a quick 30. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Little River 6, Centralia 1.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right after the Centralia timeout, it is 6-1. Little River leads by 5 here. Centralia, they scored first, now they've allowed 6 straight in a row here to the Redskins. Look, think over. Centralia here dealing with it. Wells, free ball sent across in the front court. Working is Little River. Feldman putting it down. And do they get it over the top of the net? And no, they don't. So they get the kill there for Feldman. One of the top players here in this state tournament. And now 7 straight points here to Little River. And that will get broken up by a service error. And Centralia now back at their own from the board. That snaps a 7-point rally. It's now 7-2. Centralia down by 5. Claire Heinen back to serve. She gets it over for Centralia. Here's the look. Look right in front. The quick set. Feldman back at it again. Feldman. Now she has just been the fire on the court here for Little River. He never takes it right off the court either. 8-2 here. Little River over Centralia. This is the number one team in the state looking to defend 3 straight consecutive titles, looking for 4. Rempe, here Becker. Becker from the top of the line. The heat is handled. A chance for Little River to respond, but a free ball off the sent over. Kramer, Centralia, Haverkamp, and they'll get the kill for her. Haverkamp, now 13 total kills in the state tournament so far. Haverkamp well over 240 kills on the season. It is 8-3, but right after Centralia is able to get it back, a service error from Carly McKee. That's Centralia's first service error of the match. It is now 9-3. You can't make mistakes against a number one team like this. You got to take advantage of opportunities. You can't give up opportunities. Here's Feldman chipping it over for Centralia to handle. It's a set on the left antenna, and it will be a point here for, well, Kramer is pleading the case that it could be hers, and she gets it. So Kramer does get, in fact, the kill. Now 9-4. Centralia trails by 5. Josie Haverkamp now back to serve. Here's the right-hander sailing it across. Now up front, surfer rally. Rally, a big power spike, and that will be a kill for Salen Rally. Back to the service line once again. Here's Feldman. An overall great player here for this team. Excuse me, that's Rayleigh who's able to go back there and serve it across. Here's Kramer for Centralia. Up front, left side, off the top. Centralia handling. Here's the far side of Kramer. Right back at her. Deflection, and now Centralia works back with it again. Rempe, the tap across. Now up front, Feldman setting up Olander. Back to the Centralia. Long rally. It's a good one. Here, Steinloggy. For Centralia, getting the kill. 5'10" freshman middle blocker. He's been tremendous this year. Here, 10-5. Centralia only down by 5. Re-earning the serve here. Rempe takes it across. Now left side. Set up for Olander. It's right back in her face before she sends it back over. Now here's Centralia. Kramer on the 10-foot line. Deflected. Here, up front of the top of the net. And they're going to get Little River over the top of the net. Trying to be sneaky with it was Avery Lafferty. She was well over the top of the net and got called on it. 10-6. Centralia now only down by 4. Rempe sends it over on the serve. Feldman back set. Lafferty taps it. And now here, chance for Steinloggy. Up the deflection up front. There's another kill for Steinlogge. The 5'10 freshman middle. Two kills early in this set. And sometimes it takes an underclassman or two to step up in big games like this for you to have a chance. 10-7. Little River leads by three here. Olander over the top of the double block and a finesse tap to put it down. They get Little River the 4-point lead, 11-7. A couple players stepping off of the bench side here for Little River. Strucker, the libero, coming out, as well as Lafferty. Here back to serve for the Redskins. She's Kate Hedrickson, and she's got an ace. She had a single ace against Frankfurt earlier on in the morning, and here she captures one against a different kind of a cat. It's a panther. 12-7. Little River leads over Centralia. Hendrickson, here's another one. Serve over, and that's another ace for Hendrickson. Back-to-back aces. That's what's in her goodie basket. Little River now 13-7 here over Centralia. Hendrickson, back-to-back aces. Can she go for three here? Centralia here handles it, though. Heinen gets it over. Now on the far side, Feldman, Olander, the tap. Centralia has a nice chance here to set up Kramer, and yes, they do. Kramer, the kill shot, the back throw. 13-8. 5-point lead here for Little River. Trying to overcome the deficit. That Centralia early strength two. They were down 7-1 in the blink of an eye, scoring seven straight points to start this set. We're in set one, though, 13-8. Centralia is trailing by five. Feldman in the middle. Olander, and she goes a touch too strong. No, they're going to give her the kill, actually. Olander gets the kill. 14-8. They're back to serve. Is Evie Look. Sails it across, and now here, scaling it long, is Becker, and that was out. 15-8 now. Little River here over Centralia, starting to pull away here. We're getting to the latter portion, middle of it. Evie Look, back to service it. The right-hander pops it over in the back row. That was Rempe here, set up for Becker. Becker's the top of the tape. Nice dig in the back row by the libero, Strecker, and a nice kill shot to finish it off by Olander. And that's another timeout here, taken by the Centralia Panthers, down 16-18 here to Little River. We're going to take a step aside. We're back here in a quick 30, 16-8 in set number one, a rematch of last year's state championship. Little River's up 16-8.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Sitting courtside down here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas for Class 1A Division 1 State Tournament play here in Pool A. Centralia Little River guaranteed Saturday, but it's a fight for the number one spot. Number one plays number two in Pool B. Number two in Pool A will play number one of Pool B. Timeout taken just there by Centralia Panthers. They're down by 16-8 in this first set. The Little River, again, this is a state rematch from last season, which Little River won in straight sets 25-18, 25-14. Here's Centralia with it to the near side, Steinlogge. And they get her with the point and the kill, Steinlogge. Now three kills in this set, the young freshman showing up, but looking for some of that upper senior talent to come up. Haven't seen Becker or Havercat get themselves on the board for Centralia yet. You're the Panthers. You want to hear those names get called soon. Here, Centralia, working with it. Becker, looking for her first kill. Not to get put down. Look back down to Centralia. Here, Becker in the middle. Finesse tap. It's back over to Centralia. Long rally between now the two teams. And up front, battling at the net. They get it through Little River. It goes into it for Centralia. Here now, 17-9. Little River ahead of the way by 8 over Centralia. Back to service it is Olander. Olander puts it deep to Heinen. Heinen, Rempe. Rempe to the far side. Haverkamp still looking for her first kill in this match and set. Far side set up left here, and that is a kill put down by Rally. Two kills for Rally in this set. It's 18-9. Little River is making a statement here over Centralia. Here. Serve Centralia at the 10-foot line right in the middle. And that is right into the net by Milena Becker. Now it is 19-9. A 10-point lead here for Little River. Again, this was a strong start where Little River came out with 7 straight points after allowing Centralia to get that first point of the match and set. Rempe. Deflection, right back over. It's teetering on the top of the tape here between both teams. It comes back down to Centralia's side of the court. Now Little River takes the 11-point lead, 20-9. What a tremendous early out here from the Little River Redskins. Here, the serve across, and a quick block up front Rally, but Wells handles it in the back line. Centralia gets it over on the free ball. There's Little River, left side, Rally another chance, and they lift it from the top, so that kill does go there to Rally. So now it should be 20 to 10 here. Now the score. They get the point actually for Centralia. My bad. And then here now, Centralia giving up the double block up front to Feldman. Now 21-10, 11-point lead back here for the Little River team. And here's the serve over to Centralia. Up front, Josie Haverkamp. Now in the front court, working left side, Lafferty. It is deflected right back here to the Little River side. Lafferty now here, deep set to the right corner. Coming up for it is Becker. Still looking for that first kill, and there she goes. Blaney Becker finding her first kill on the weak side. For the kill, Becker, she had come into the set with 12 kills so far in the two matches she had played. That's kill number 13, the kill number 216 on the season for the young junior. Free ball is sent over, and that goes long from Lafferty. Another point for the Panthers. That makes it 21-12. But a long way up here for Centralia. They got to find some scoring here, some rally scoring, if you will. McKee on the serve for Centralia. Quick look and a nice quick set there to Feldman. Getting her another kill in this set. But now 5 total kills. It is 22-12. Little River leads over Centralia in set number 1. Feldman with the serve, puts it down the left line. There, Rempe. Rempe back to Haverkamp after she got the reception. Feldman, back set, Rally. And I think here they got Centralia into the net. Yes, they did. I didn't see they officially called in it, though, for the Centralia Panthers. I'm not sure the number they just put up there. But 23-12. Little River leads over Centralia, far side, and Kramer goes right into the net, unfortunately. And that makes it set point in set number 1, 24-12. Little River in the rematch of the state championship last year, dominating here over the Centralia Panthers. Back set, Haverkamp right through the block for the kill. And Haverkamp, there's her first kill of the set, keeping it alive 24-13. That's all Centralia can do in this first set is keep it alive until you can draw that score a little closer. Here to the left side, Schubert puts it over. First time calling her name in this match. Shelia in Little River. Rempe here to Kramer. Kramer against the double block, and she gets the kill. Kramer with three kills in this set. Came in leading this team on the season with 258 kills in the state tournament. She's now at over 270 kills this season. Rally the dink, and it puts down for match point, or not match point, set point, 25-14. Riverside secures the first set over the Centralia Panthers. We'll take a quick 1 minute step aside. We'll come back for set number two, but Little River, they win set one, 25-14 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Returning back here on 92.1 at KMZA. I'd like to thank everybody who's kind of stuck with us this entire day, or maybe just tuned in and out here. Right now, we're in the final slate of the game here of this afternoon. Little River and Centralia, a rematch from last year's state championship title, but here it is done in pool play. Both Centralia and Little River will go on to Saturday. But the winner of this will have the number one spot. Number one spot of pool A plays two of B, and number two of A will play number one of B. Right now, the B side court, though, it is a little behind compared to court A, so we won't know officially who plays who until a little later, but we'll have that up on our website on the msusports.net. But remember, they secured set number one here against Centralia, 25-14. They are currently looking to stay red hot as the number one seed in this state tournament. They have been just red hot all year long. Their only two losses was to an undefeated 2A Ellenwood team who will be playing tomorrow and will look to add a state championship this season for their team. So, I mean, look at it for Little River. Their only loss is to a team that's not even in their classification, and a higher classification at that. That is the best team in that class. So, it's a tough team, and it's a tough one here for Centralia to try to overcome, but they will attempt to do so in this set number two. Centralia will start to serve in set two. They got the first point in set one, but then they gave seven straight afterwards. So we'll see what Centralia does in set number two here to start. And it will be Little River who uncorks the cap in set two to start the scoring with Olander. So Little River on top early. Over Centralia, 1-0. Olander, who just had the kill. Here's the serve. Wells to receive in the back row, picking it up for Centralia. And Kramer, a nice strike. With that goes out to the left side. And that gives another point there for the Little River Redskins. 2-0. Scorekeeper's a little confused, though. They thought maybe Centralia earned that point. They did not. And now they're trying to figure out who to give the point to. Service there by Little River. Now it is 2-1. Centralia with one, Little River with two. Here is tap across. And a point going here to Little River. They're going to get a violation against Centralia. Makes it 3-2. They still haven't corrected the score here. Actually, I think it should be 3-1 properly here, Little River. But they have it as 2-2 down here on the court side. Let's see if they get that adjusted. But Rempe up front here to Haverkamp. Back row now working with it. He's Little River. Left side. Rally against the double block. It's tipped and tapped between Centralia offenders, and getting it over was Becker Now back here for Little River. A try with it. That's Feldman. And, well, a try for Feldman is more like guaranteed success. Well, there you go. So now they update the score here. They finally get it correct. It is 4-1 here. Little River over Centralia in this second set. Little River first kill of set two. Serve sent over here. Centralia trying to dish it back. It's Becker who does so. Look the left side, the deep set in the left, and put down by Rally. Rally gets 4 points in that set one against Centralia, already your first year via the kill in set number two. 5-1, Centralia down early by 4 to Little River. They went down a quick 7-1 in that first set. Right now, he might be on pace for the same thing in set two. Becker, finesse tap, look, handling, Feldman, Rally, the tap, and it's down. The dink and then the dunk by Rally. 6-1. And right before it even has a chance to get 7-1. Well, actually, this is the last time the timeout was called in set one. It's in the Osterhaus as well. It was 6-1, Lover Reef. So already seeing an early parity between set one and set two between these teams. Little River, they lead set two, though. 6-1. It's a must win for Centralia. We're going to take a quick 30 step aside after the Panther timeout. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, 6-1, Little River leads. Well, keep things here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. You're locked in on 2.1 at KMZA. Again, state tournament coverage here brought to you by the MSU Sports Radio Network. We appreciate all of our sports boosters who make this coverage possible. Again, here, the Centralia Panthers just used a timeout. They called a timeout similarly in set number one, down by 5-6-1. They do the same thing here in number two. Little River 6, Centralia 1. Centralia here handling. Here's Josie Haver. Ciampa against the double block, and right after the timeout, Centralia Panthers. Unlike that first set where they allowed a point right after the Little River, here they score the first point after the timeout. It's Josie Haver, Ciampa, who still is trying to get going here against this Little River team. Look, setting up left side on the go set, and that is a block up front. Haverkamp, look at that. Huge celebration with her and her teammate. Haverkamp, the kill, and there, the block. She needs to continue to stay on fire here and continue to ignite a spark here for Centralia's team in a must-win set number two. Farhanen chips this one on the serve, and now Feldman, I for Centralia to handle and dishing it back on a free ball is Rempe. Now a huge spike by Rally that gets sent all the way into the Centralia crowd. Salen Rally. She has just had enormous hit after enormous hit today. Little River, again, they are 2-0 in this tournament play. So is Centralia. They beat Frankfurt 25-15, 25-16, and also, Gossel 25-15 and 25-13. A huge dominant wins there in both those sets and matches. Here, quick set out in front, and that is put down by Rally. Nice little location on that left side. Rally scopes it out quick. And now here, Little River up 8-3 over the Centralia Panthers. Rally leads this second set with 4 kills and 4 points in that first set. She has done most of the hard hitting and deserving work here for Little River. Little River with it, working up in the front row. Coming up is Schubert. And now right back in the middle, popping it over. Here, Little River. Here's another chance for Rally. And Rally continues to rally here for Little River. They have been red hot under her right hand as Little River is up now by 6, 9-3 here over the Centralia Panthers. Back to serve for the Redskins is Feldman. Feldman's able to ship it over, and that is an ace for Feldman. Her first year against the Centralia Panthers. It is now 10-3. And Little River looking to dart away here with this match against Centralia. Feldman just gets this one over the top of the tape. And now Becker. Becker! A huge hit! From the near side, Becker laying down a mighty spike. 10-4. Here McKee sends it across to Centralia on the serve. That Centralia is down 10-4. And Little River will go straight into the net. And Little River now here only up by 5. 10-5 in set number 2. It's a must-win set 2 here for Centralia. McKee sends this over for the Panthers. Set left side, goes sit. It's deflected right back here to the Little River side. It's deflected once more. And now a huge kill far side by Lafferty heading against the double block. That's her first kill against the Centralia Panthers. 11-5. Little River up by 6 over the Centralia Panthers. You'll have all results and updates here on the NSUSports.net. I'll have my story posted a couple hours here after the conclusion of this. We'll let you know who plays who on Saturday for this Class 1A Division 1 tournament as it continues. Here's Centralia with a nice dig to send it back across here. And that dig here on the Little River side, this earned a point. I believe that was Olander who scooped that in. Some great work. It is now 12-5. Back to serve as Rally. Takes a deep breath here. The right-hand server does. And she ships it over. Here behind the 10-foot line. Remke fighting up in the front of the net. Little River with it in the backcourt. Pushed across by Olander. Tanner now stepping up. Big momentum underneath her. Kramer. Kramer couldn't get it down the backcourt, though. Here's a chance for Olander between the antennas. She keeps it inside. And now Haverkamp. Haverkamp. Kramer does the 2-1 combo. Hit it. And no, they do not. They call it long. Now 13-5, an 8-point lead here for Little River. And a timeout here is called by the Centralia Panthers. Little River leads by 8, 13-5. We'll take a quick 30, step aside. It's a must-win set number 2 is Little River. They secured set 1, 25-14. As I mentioned, right now 13-5 in set 2. We're back in 30.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
It's the state title game rematch from last year. This year it's in pool play. Both Centralia and Little River guaranteed Saturday, but where their spots may place them, we'll only figure out here in the conclusion of this match. The Centralia Panthers lost that one here against Little River 25-14. Here they trail by 8, 13-5 after taking a second time out in the set here against Little River. As Little River continues here, the score. Or not score, but here to serve. Here in the back row, Rally. A free ball needs to get sent over. Schubert is able to get it. Here's Kramer on the left side. She is deflected and hits the antenna. Trying to get that pass over. And Little River now 14-5 over the Centralia Panthers. A 9-point lead here for the Redskins. Back to serve is Rally. Rally, the right-hand serve from the left quarter portion of the back line. And she sent it too far. That's a service error. The third of the match here for Little River. It is 14-6. Centralia now only a deficit of 8. It's going to take a lot of chunk scoring here to come back. Josie Haverkamp, she's got to step up here. So does Elena Becker. And here, unfortunately, sends it right into the net for the service error. The second here for Centralia. 15-6 now. 10 points away is Little River from securing that number one overall spot in Pool A. They will play the second spot in Pool B. Here, serve, Hedrickson, now handling Centralia. Wells, McKee, McKee sends it over. And now left side, and finding an alley is Little River, but Centralia is handling, and Kramer deals on the left line. And you'll need a couple more of those heavy hitting spikes there to catch some momentum on your side if you're Centralia. Kramer, her fourth kill of the match. Her first kill is set number 2. Everyone's got to get herself more involved here in the front of the net as well. Rempe here on the serve for the Centralia Panthers. And the right side here with now the Panthers of Centralia. And now Kramer up front, deflected from the right antenna. And that point is you're going to go to the Centralia Panthers. What Haverkamp's got to do, step up, make some big plays up front. Steinloggy, the 5'10" freshman here, is in for Centralia. What she can do, she's had a terrific year. Not so far, it's more than a 3 kill. She's had a great run so far this state tournament with a total of 8 kills. She's at 135 kills on the season. And here, Little River on the near side puts one down. Break out that scoring there on the Centralia side. Now, 16-8. Still an 8-point lead here for Little River. Evie looked here. Pushes it over. Now back set for Kramer. And that's a huge double block up front. Quick work there by Feldman and alongside her in company and crew is Savannah Olander. Feldman is just anywhere and everywhere she needs to be. She could be a setter. She could be in middle. She could be an outside hitter. She's a utility knife there on the court for Little River. And there's Olander, a block up front, a single one there for her. And now it's 18-8, Little River here over the Centralia Panthers. Heading back to serve here. Once more, ZB, look, and look at that. There's another ace for her. ZB, look. The first hit here of the match. Look, she leads the team in 8 assists. She came in two. Let's turn with over 1,051 assists, 150 digs, and 36 aces. That's ace number 37 here on her career. And Hyman here pushes this one right into the net for Centralia. And Little River, 5 points away, finishing pool play 3-0 and locking up that number one spot. 20-8. Here, 12 over Centralia. It has just been all Redskin momentum so far. And now Evie Look crashes this one over here on the serve. And for the first time here for Centralia, we're seeing Faith Plager. And Plager here now in the court for Centralia. It gets deflected right back to her. A block up front after her spike attempt. And the one to put it down was Felton. So for the first time tonight, we call Faith Plager's name, the 5'8" freshman. She sees some time now here on the court, but Little River up 21-8. Luck still here on the service line to take it over. And Kramer puts it long. It is just all Little River here with momentum. Josie Haverkamp will step off onto the bench. There are two freshmen here in the front row for Centralia. Both Blake Plager and Carly Steinloggy. Kind of impressive and cool there. Easy look. Sending it over. Well, now here to Plager. Deflected right back at Centralia. Block up front. Another spike denied there for Plager. That was Olander. And it's now 23-8. They're a point away from match point for Little River. They secured set one, 25-14. They want to do one better and make it 25-8 here in set two. Here, nearly an ace, but Centralia able to handle it. Evie looks set up right in the middle. Olander deflected right back here to Little River. Up front, Feldman, right back across. It's a battle of back and forth. Here's a punch by Olander, and she's got it. A kill for Olander. 24-8, it is now match point for Little River. Leading at large here to Centralia, 24-8. And set two. Plager sends it over. Here, left side. And putting it away is Olander. And an ole here to end this match against the Centralia Panthers, 25-8. Centralia Panthers being dominated here against Little River, the number one team in the state in Class 1A, Division 1, 25-14, 25-8. But Centralia again keep their head high. You still continue play on Saturday as they will be the number two team in Pool A. Little River secures the number one spot, which means Little River will play the second team record-wise coming out of Pool B, and Centralia will play the number one team record-wise coming out of Pool B. All right, we're going to take a step aside. We'll recap this one and the entire night one last time here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again here, Centralia losing in straight sets of Little River, 25-14 and 25-8.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills.
Right.
At Metro Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Good health starts with a trusted partner. And that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org. Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfort Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfort Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here live from United Wireless Arena down here in Dodge City, Kansas for this Thursday. But again, as a reminder real quick, we'll say it one more last time before we get out of here. But again, we do continue coverage here tomorrow for 2A here and United Wireless here in Dodge City at 10 a.m. with Valley Heights against Oakley at 92.1 KNZA. And then at 11 a.m., Jefferson County North against Conway Springs on CARE at 93.7. I'll be there, Crittenden Prophet, as well as Brandon Tapman and, of course, Kurt Kilman back in studio. That'll also be Halloween Day. So, again, happy Halloween, everybody. That'll be a great one there for us. But, again, here, recap here of this side of the pool, because they are still finishing up pool play on the other side, so we won't know until a little later who Centralia and Little River match up exactly with on Saturday. But again, Centralia and Little River do guarantee Saturday. Little River went 3-0 in pool play. Centralia went 2-1, falling to Little River as that third matchup that we just got done covering. Centralia falling in back to that set. Dominantly, though, by Little River, 25-14 and 25-8. And Little River, they will play the second team coming out of Pool B, and Centralia will now be guaranteed to play the number one team coming out of Pool B. Unfortunately, we also had Gossel and Frankfurt. They go home as, again, finishing as the bottom two teams here on Pool A. But, again, it has been an incredible journey for both those teams to get here. So, again, congratulations to them and their seniors. And congratulations to these two teams and these seniors. I mean, we just had a rematch of last year's state championship game here in pool play. Little River came out, and they made a statement here against Centralia. But Centralia, they will have another chance here to maybe play again and rematch Little River, bearing that Little River makes it past their game semifinal on Saturday. And Centralia is also able to get past there. They will rematch for another year consecutively here in a row in the state championship game. Both those teams have that opportunity. But, of course, both teams have to win that semifinal game. So we'll have that coverage here on 92.1 on Saturday. Be sure to look forward for that time. Centralia Panthers, though, again, just a quick nod for some stats. Lenny Becker finished with 14 kills total today through her three matches, two blocks. Hayden Kramer finished with 14 total kills through the day. Josie Haverkamp, through her three matches, led the team with kills, 15 kills, and also led the team with five total blocks. Also, a big shout-out there to Centralia's freshman, Carly Sonlagi, who finished with a total of 8 kills, 2 blocks. Again, just a young freshman, 5'10" middle, who's got well over 75 blocks this season at promptly 77. So she's also been a really big player for Centralia. They'll have a chance to continue things here and potentially win the state title here on Saturday. But we got to get there. And of course, as a reminder, one final time here, we have coverage continuing tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. Be here for Valley Heights on 92.1, and then we'll transfer over on 93.7 KR Radio for JCN as they start their first contest as well. So, again, final time here from Dodge City, Kansas, and United Wireless Stadium here for at least Thursday. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Tillman, back in studio. Centralia and Little River guaranteed Saturday. Frankfurt and Gossel go home. Centralia goes 2-1 through tournament play in the pool play, and Little River goes 3-0. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Kirk Tillman, for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in here on a Thursday.